So often I think we misunderstand this story. It's a gospel passage that's very popular with people. It's one we talk about a lot, but I think we often distort its true meaning because we often want to read it to be a story about sin and God's mercy. But the moment that we say this is a story about sin, we've already fallen for the trap that the Pharisees have set. That is precisely what they're using to test Jesus. They want to get him to talk about sin and this woman's category and her state in relation to the law. But Jesus refuses to do that because that's not what this is all about. But to understand what Jesus is really trying to do, you have to look at his actions in here. It's not just in his words. So often when Jesus preaches, it's what we call performative. What he's doing signifies the true meaning of what he's saying. And what he's doing here is quite peculiar, because you'll notice there are two different times that he bends down, ignores everything that's happening around him, and he stands up and speaks to someone. He does that first to the Pharisees, and then he does it to the woman who was caught in adultery. And he does the exact same set of actions to both parties to indicate their equality, because that's what this parable, this story, is about. It's about the equality of the Pharisees and this woman caught in adultery. The Pharisees want to say that because they are men, because they have power, because they are the interpreters of the law, that they are better than this woman, that they are her judge and can do with her what they will. But Christ assures them that this is not the case. They are not her judge. They are not better than her, and they do not have more access to God than she does, but that they are both absolutely equal. And even the way that Jesus speaks to them indicates what he's trying to say here, because to both of them, after he sits and then stands up, he asks them a question. He doesn't tell them what to do. At no point does he tell them what to do. He simply asks them something. To the Pharisees, who among you is without sin? And then they have to think for themselves and make their own decisions. To the woman caught in adultery, who here condemns you? And so she has to think for herself and come to her own conclusion. In both cases, Christ is inviting these people into a deeper relationship with himself and with God, one that embraces the fullness of their humanity, one in which they are true partners with God, engaging in a dialogue. Christ is trying to teach us that we are all equal before him, and what he most deeply wants from us is that relationship, that willingness to actually speak to him, to enter into a dialogue and keep moving the friendship forward. That is the very essence of this gospel. It's not about sin, it's not about mercy or anything else. It is about our fundamental equality. It doesn't matter our state in life, our gender, what power, our influence, money, none of those things. We are all absolutely equal before him and have the same access to him if simply we will open our hearts and listen to him, if we will engage in that dialogue and truly seek to make him our friend.